House, Y94. All right, you go out with somebody, you think you had a lovely time, but for whatever reason, a second date doesn't seem to be materializing. That is why we do a segment called Second Date Update. The whole idea is either A, get you a second date, or B, at the very least, some closure. And Shayna, you feel like a guy you went out with is kind of giving you the shaft a little bit, ghosting you and all that stuff. Kind of run through who he is, how you met, and what happened.
Hey, so I went on this date with this incredible guy named Mark, and for whatever reason, he ghosted me. He and I met on Instagram, and I came across his profile through some mutual friends, and I mean, I started liking his pictures, and I found the courage to reach out to him and send him a DM. So he seemed interested in me, and, we started messaging back and forth, and, we decided to actually, get together and go out for drinks, and everything seemed like it was going good. It was just super easy. There was a nice flow, and then the next morning, I messaged him, and he never responded. So, I checked this morning, and I found out he unfollowed me on Instagram. And now I'm just like, what the heck? I don't know what happened. So I need answers.
You were the one that kind of instigated this whole thing. You kind of asked him out, and now after spending time with you, he's blown you off. Did you see any sort of red flags that might be the reason or no?
On the date, I didn't see any. He was on his phone, just checking it, but I assumed that, it was just, work-related or something like that. It was only our first date. I can't expect someone's whole attention to be on me, I guess. But, yeah, I didn't see any that would have, made me feel like he was just going to completely go ghost the next day.
That's interesting, you insofar as, unfollow you and stuff, too.
Right. You unfollow someone when you don't like them as a person. And we got along really well. We just had fun. So now I'm just like, what did I do? Is it my fault?
All right. Well, we will go ahead and try to call this guy, get some answers for you. And, if we can, certainly get you another date as well. We'll connect with him here after the weekend. Save your tears. 7:38 at the Playhouse in the morning. Y94. Playhouse in the morning, Y94, in the middle of Second Date Update. Shayna went out with a guy named Mark, and seems like they had a pretty good time. And after she'd actually kind of reached out to him on the gram, they connected, and she's a little shocked that it didn't go anywhere. And to try to figure out what's going on there, we're playing detective in Second Date Update. We do have Mark ready to go. At least I think we do. Mark, can you hear us okay? Obviously no. Mark, do you hear me?
I can.
All right. So, Mark, basically, appreciate you taking some time. I don't think they explained to you what's going on here, but we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And the idea is that somebody reaches out to us and they feel like they had a good time on a date, but for whatever reason, they're getting ghosted and another date doesn't seem to be happening. We chatted with Shayna a bit here on the show, and she is listening and can hear everything you say. She's wondering why, after kind of sliding into your DMs and spending some time with you, it would seem you're ignoring her. Are you ghosting her? She's kind of hurt that you unfollowed her on Instagram and all that stuff.
I mean, it's not that I ghosted her. I just, I don't know. I mean, look, I didn't have a good time. All right, Shayna was great. Everything was cool. But while we were out, she started talking about work. And it's basically it got to a point where it was a little awkward, and I just feel like I don't really trust her.
You don't trust her?
No, I mean, like you guys said, she slid in the DMs, right? And she was all about, let's get together and hang out, and that was cool. I already thought that it was going to be a thing of, us hanging out. But when we went out, everything, like I said, started great at first. And then she goes to this thing about, I work at a gym, and there's this application that she wanted me to fill out and all this other stuff. And I was like, okay, that's weird.
So you almost feel like you're getting a sales pitch, almost like, hey, sign up for my gym.
Yeah, she wanted me to literally say, pulls up on her phone. She's like, hey, fill this out and you can get a membership at my gym. And I'm like, okay. And then I had to think about it. Like, I started scrolling back through my Instagram photos real quick. Like, she had went to the bathroom. And I noticed that all the pictures she liked of me were me working out and, like, eating my healthy meals and stuff like that.
I mean, is it possible that's just what she's into since she works at a gym or whatever?
I mean, it could be possible, but really, what's the odds of that? I mean, she slides in my DMs. She wants to hang out. Then you bring a gym application up on your phone for me to fill out, and you just happen to like all the working out pictures. I feel like she targeted me. That's why I don't trust her. I feel like she just scrolled through Instagram, finding guys who work out, and was like, oh, he'll sign up for a gym membership. I can get paid.
What? No, no. I honestly just thought you were cute. It wasn't even about that, okay? Like you said, on your Instagram page, you post pictures of working out. That's something that we connect on. So a gym membership to the gym that I work out at means a second date working out together. What's wrong with that?
Did you sign up for the gym?
No. That's just weird. I felt like she baited me to make a sale. Like, so I didn't sign up. No, I didn't.
I am curious if the gym were to not come up and we were to pay for the meal or a trip to the whatever you want to do, would you guys go on another date at all, or is there not in the cards here at all?
I'm not. Really?
I'm sorry, I'm just not interested. I mean, I don't trust you. You try to basically use me for work. That's crazy.
My gym doesn't even have contracts. Look, if you aren't interested, then so what? But, I mean, we had a good time even outside of that.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's working out. I mean, we appreciate the honesty on your part. Shayna, I would recommend maybe in the future you don't try to, you know, it sounds like you do work for a gym or whatever, and there must be some sort of incentive for you to enlist people. I would maybe not bring that up to people you're trying to be romantically intertwined with, unless maybe you've been dating for a while and they show interest in the gym. First date's probably gonna rub people the wrong way. You can't really even fault them for this.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right. Well, we appreciate the honesty, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Thank you. I have a hard time believing that she literally went out with somebody and took, like, wouldn't you just maybe message somebody an application if it was all about the gym thing?
I don't know. Maybe she was really trying to sway him over and win him over and, yeah, join my gym.
And you can have all this.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, do you think she, because she offered him a discount. So do you think she looks at it like it's kind of a perk of dating her? So she was like, hey, date me and I can get you a discounted gym membership.
Maybe. Yeah, kind of like how if you date us, we'll play your song.
Bring you to a concert.
Oh, yeah, that too. That one too. I mean, obviously, we're each taken, but, you know, that's probably why.
Yeah, they want the music. They want the concerts.
All them concert tickets. Yeesh. Hey, momentarily on the show, Stupid Stories on the way and Celebrity Sizzler in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And there's another TikTok trend people are doing, and it's pretty stupid and causing people some health problems. What that is in less than 15.
You're listening to the Playhouse in the Morning.
It gets me going for the rest of the day.
Y94.